not. My mind, however, screeched to a halt as I saw her. Nikki. She had long, rich brown hair, beautiful brown eyes, and stunning caramel skin. Today, she was in her scrubs, a dark gray color that, although it should look incredibly ugly, didn't. She was a phlebotomist and on the IV team, a licensed paramedic that worked as a tech in the ER. She went around doing IVs throughout the hospital, but mostly stayed down in the ER where she was needed the most. She was also studying to be a midwife, and from what I'd learned from Nico, her brother, and another member of the SWAT team, she was well on her way to graduating. I was in love with the woman. No ifs, ands, or buts. So in love with her that I could barely be around her. She was in love with me, too, or had been when we'd first met. But I'd ruined that, like I always ruin every fucking thing. See, I was an asshole. A diagnosed asshole, but an asshole nonetheless. I was bipolar. I take my meds religiously. Yet there were times, like when I told Nikki that I didn't want to have kids with her, that the asshole slipped through and took hold of innocent people, tearing apart relationships as collateral damage. I'd not meant it to come out that way, and actually meant it to come out the opposite way entirely. I didn't want to have kids fathered by me. I didn't want my children to suffer from what I had. Being bipolar was only the tip of the iceberg. I battled with depression during the winter months. I had ADD, and swear to Christ, I didn't want to put a kid through that. I was a prime example of a person that shouldn't have kids. But I was Nikki's, even if Nikki wasn't mine, at least not anymore. She would forever have my heart, but I'd never hold hers. It was better this way. I was so fucked up that I literally couldn't handle anymore. And I didn't want a woman like Nikki, someone so pure of heart, to have to deal with my shit, because there sure the fuck was a lot of it. Watching her until she went inside, I finally pulled out of the parking lot and responded to the suspected double homicide. And once again, it reemphasized the fact that some people really shouldn't have kids. Pulling into the yard that housed a double-wide trailer, I walked up to the front door where an elderly couple was standing. The old man had his hands wrapped around the old woman's shoulders, and he was holding her comfortingly. As if he were not careful, she might very well fall apart. Stepping out of my cruiser, my feet crunched in the gravel. As I made my way to them, I took a survey of my surroundings. The land surrounding the trailer was clean and well kept. Flowers lined the sides of the mobile home with red bricks surrounding the flower bed. A bass boat sat to the side underneath an awning with a trailer that had two four-wheelers on the back ready to ride to the deer lease at a moment's notice. An infant swing swung on the front porch being pushed by nothing more than the wind. And I got a really, really bad feeling. The moment I got within speaking distance, both of them started speaking at once. "They're dead," the woman cried, covering her mouth with her hand. "Shot her and then himself," the man said gruffly. "The baby, too. We didn't touch anything." Bile already making the climb up my throat, I said, "Please go stand next to my cruiser." They both readily complied, and I was thankful. I could tell that the man was a hard man. He had a Marine Corps tattoo on his right forearm and what distinctly resembled a knife wound just above that. His eyes were hard, and his demeanor even harder. But whatever he saw inside had rocked him. Taking a deep breath, I stepped over the threshold of the mobile home and immediately turned around to lose my lunch over the side of the porch. I'm not ashamed I have a heart, but any man would have lost it over what I'd just seen. Taking a few deep breaths, I said a silent prayer and once again stepped over the threshold. This time I was able to take in more of the scene. Earlier, I'd stalled over the child. This time I was able to move past the child that was in front of a sliding glass door across the room to the man that crumpled against the far counter. He was on his ass. A revolver had fallen just to the right of his hand. He had a large hole at the top of his head where the bullet had exited. Moving past him, I saw the legs of a woman on the other side of the island. Walking carefully into the room, I skirted around the island and closed my eyes the moment I saw the woman. She was beautiful. Long blonde hair laid around her in a halo. Cute skirt.